From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The publisher of the Miami Herald resigned today, the latest turn in a scandal that cost three reporters their jobs at the Herald's sister Spanish language paper. The reporters had appeared in U.S. government broadcasts against Cuban leader Fidel Castro. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, while the paper's publisher is out, the fired reporters have their jobs back.
Jesus Diaz had fired the reporters for a conflict of interest. They had taken money from Radio Martí, or TV Martí, both U.S. government-backed broadcasters intended to undermine Castro's rule. Diaz revealed today a total of nine Nuevo Herald journalists had been involved, and that he was quitting as the publisher of the Nuevo Herald and its sister Miami Herald after just 14 months. Executives did not respond by deadline to several requests for comment. But the Herald's renowned columnist Carl Hyacin had this bleak assessment.
The last couple of weeks have been embarrassing for the paper, a paper that has a tremendous legacy of fine journalism, and I just think it's somebody had to go.
Hyacin says journalists for the Miami Herald would never be allowed to accept money from the government, but that reporters at El Nuevo Herald were operating in a different world.
You're either the voice of the free press or you're the voice of the government. You aren't the voice of both.
Both papers were part of the Knight Ridder chain, but were purchased by the McClatchy Company this year. They function largely independently of one another, and Sergio Bendixson says El Nuevo Herald operates more like a partisan Latin American newspaper than a typical American daily that proclaims its objectivity. Bendixson heads a Miami-based firm that gauges Latino public opinion.
The Cuban community in Miami is not particularly objective in terms of the battle against Fidel Castro. There's only one side to that argument.
And some Cuban-American activists expect the paper to oppose Castro openly. The Miami Herald broke the initial story about the three El Nuevo writers. Bendixson says their subsequent firing caused an uproar among some Cuban Americans. Diaz acknowledged several journalists credibly claimed to have been given permission by editors to appear on Martí. Bendixson says that eroded Diaz's initial stand.
It then became obvious that it was management at the paper that had really not made the rules clear to the reporters.
Executives at the Miami Herald also betrayed excruciating pressure. Carl Hyacin wrote a column a few weeks ago praising his bosses and also making light of the situation.
Hey, where's my check? I've been saying bad things about Castro for decades and nobody's ever sent me a dime.
But many subscriptions had been canceled, and Hyacin found the Herald had no interest in inflaming tensions with angry Cuban Americans.
I was told that my column was going to be fuel on the fire, and my response was, who cares? Since when do I worry about what the circulation numbers are? That's the problem with the business side. When they told me my column wasn't going to run, my response was that you'll have my resignation in the morning.
After his threat, the column ran. Through a spokeswoman, Diaz declined to comment. David Folkenflik, NPR News.